around 5:50 or so p.m. last night, a woman called 911 from the bank of the Connecticut River and reported that the man she was swimming with didn't resurface. Authorities arrived, I think it was shortly after 6 p.m., and they launched a pretty large water rescue search for who we now know to be Reed McWilliams. They canvassed the river for about an hour before they located his body in about 8 to 10 feet of water nearest the Vermont side of the river. I think that is sort of what we know as of right now about the drowning.
And is it known why the drowning occurred?
As of right now, our understanding is that it is not known at this point why Reed drowned. The police officer who relayed most of his information to me last night said that the Connecticut River is known to have significant undertows, but that is not known as of right now if that contributed to his death or drowning.
And is this a popular swimming site, this river?
I think people are known to swim in the Connecticut River. There are some nearby falls that people are known to swim at, fish at. I mean, people do swim in this river.
And what was Reed McWilliams doing in New Hampshire?
Yeah, our understanding is that Reed was in the area as an AmeriCorps volunteer and was working with the Student Conservation Association. He and about six other volunteers have been working at St. Gaudens National Historic Site, which is in Cornish, New Hampshire, which was near where the drowning occurred. And our understanding is that he wasn't working at the time of the drowning, but that he was down enjoying a swim after his workday had concluded.
Well, Jordan, thank you.